Now, we already saw, let me just put together, we already saw a root to a flat 3 is minor third or 3 frets. Go ahead. And we already saw that a flat 3 to a root is 2 whole steps. I'm sorry, flat 3 to a fifth. And we already saw that a fifth to a flat 7 is a step and a half. And we already saw that a flat 7. So there's nothing new under the sun. And that's the way it is with intervals. There's only 12 of them. You can easily learn the relationships. So if this seems overwhelming right now, there's only so much stuff. It's like learning 12 letters of the alphabet or something, you know. By the way, how many letters in the alphabet?
26.
Nope, there's only 11. The alphabet. Anyway, I just heard that joke from a musician. I was like, oh, I gotta tell that to my son. Anyway, a little joke for you. That's right, so any questions about the minor 7? And then the next one is C half diminished. That little circled line through it. It's hard to read on this. So one, flat 3, flat 5. I haven't seen that yet. And then flat 7. Yeah, we should go backwards too, like. Questions? All right, C fully diminished. Now the flat 7 gets a double flat. So you got 1, flat 3, flat 5, and double flat 7, which is the same as 6, and then the root. Now there's the minor third thing. Everything is 3 frets apart. So do it forward and backward. C major 7 with a plus 5. So it tells you the intervals there. You don't have to think. Just read. It says 1, 3, plus 5, 7, and 8. All right, here we go. And let's go backwards. 8, 7, plus 5, 3. The C7 with an augmented fifth. Oh, I'm sorry. With a plus 5. Doing this help you? Well, in time, when you learn things like whole tone scales that go, it'll make more sense because, of course, you could see that a lot of this, like up there, is all whole step, and then you go two steps and then two steps. So everything's kind of spread out in whole steps-ish. So play your chord. This one is up here at the... Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Cool. Very suspenseful chord. But if you do, like, for example, like, well, how does knowing that help you? Because if I do whole tone over it, let me let you hear it. Like, 2, 3, 4. Next. C minor major 7. We were talking about this earlier. very scary sounding chord. Next is C5, it's just 1, 5, and 8. Yeah. And that sounds very powerful, like very strong. And that's why there's no coincidence that a 1-5 chord or a 1-5-1 chord are called power chords. I don't know, because that's very strong. Those intervals are very strong. So here we go. 7 sus4, 1, 4, 5, flat 7. Sus2, we saw sus2 before, but we didn't put a flat 7 on it. Same thing with the sus4. So now it's 1, 2, 5, and then flat 7. Let's go backwards. Well, you're just looking for a 2 now, yeah. So you got a long way between 5 and... Let's do that again. Forwards and backwards. 1, 2, what voicing I put on here. It still has a kind of open sound. It's funny how the intervals, like, I hope you hear the intervals, because you have that 2-5, it's very open sounding. And it's still there, even though there's other stuff around it, you still hear it. So it's like chords are only as good as their intervals or something. Next, C major 7 sus 2. You never really see that in real life, so I'm not sure why I put it in there, but... just see it notated as G over C. Mm-hmm. Notice that this is a G chord. Mm-hmm. So I would just write G slash C. When you get to the slash chord section, that'll be in there. Any questions so far? Alright, only 3 more to go. Next one. Major 7 sus 4. Another one you don't see much. Rearranged it a little. So I'm using a bar. I'm using the C major 7, the one we had earlier, like that, and then I'm taking the third, which is played by Pinky, moving it up a half step. Yeah, fortunately that not a very common one. Next, C6. Referring to that the fifth is left out of the actual voicing. fifth is G. There's no G in that chord because they're on the same string. The A and the G are on the same. So you got to sacrifice one or the other. Usually the fifth is the most boring interval, so you can take that. It's the first to leave, usually. It doesn't define a chord. It's just like a fifth. It's powerful, but it doesn't... Like, what I mean by that is a power chord, which is just a 1 and 5, is neither major nor minor. It may sound powerful, but it's not defining in any way harmonically. Mm-hmm. So the first note to leak, to get left out, usually is the fifth. Any questions? Last one, C minor 6. So if I, on this last one, if I turned the sheet over, I should have done it before you started looking at it. And I just told you that a C minor 6 is a root flat 3, 5, and 6. You could figure out the intervals, hopefully. Just do it on your own, if you would, please. Like, start on C, and then what's just a note, C, and then on one string, do the minor 3rd, on the same string as that C, and then do the 5th, and then do the 6th, and then do the root. Nice job. Now let's go backwards. Root to 6th to 5th. Good. And then the minor 3rd. Nice job. Nice job. And if you had to figure out where C, E flat, and A flat were, you might come up with... You eventually would come up with a voicing similar to what I have, which is... Put finger 3 on string 5. That. And put finger 2 on string 3. Yeah. Yeah, that. So, this isn't the be-all, end-all. Like, you're not going to just... Once you get this document, you just have to reinforce this stuff. But it's a place to start. If you want to practice this stuff, then do it in a different key. Do all the examples in a different key. I'm going to give you one just so you can prove if the statement I just made sounds overwhelming. We'll do it in the next file.